This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend's show are Ken Terrell, Macoupin County Public Health Department Administrator, and Amanda Brandenburg, an IPC Navigator for the Macoupin County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rick.
Kent, our topic of conversation today is year number two, open enrollment for the Affordable Health Care Act, which is November 15th through February 15th. Now, as we say, this is year two. Maybe you could tell us a little bit, how was last year, the first year?
We had several staff that were certified to be able to help people enroll, and very successful. We found that we enrolled over 700 people in Macoupin County, and what we were really excited about is over 30% of those 700 purchased insurance programs out of the health insurance exchange, the Illinois Health Exchange, and just under 70% were expanded Medicaid. We have found that everybody in the healthcare field is actually seeing more and more people that are insured and more people that are comfortable with going to their doctors, which is what the Affordable Care Act is all about, making sure we either prevent problems or stop them in their tracks when people get ill, because a lot of people will not go unless they're extremely ill, and then they end up in the emergency room and the hospital. And this has really changed the flow of people going to and receiving health care. We're excited as all get out. This year, we actually have expanded our horizons, and because not everybody was as interested as we were in making sure people were had the possibility of enrolling in the Affordable Care Act, we actually are enrolling people in seven counties this year, Rick. It's Macoupin County, of course, Montgomery, Jersey, Greene, Calhoun, Scott, and Morgan. And we have seven staff that are available to help people enroll this year.
And those staff members will be within those counties, or they will satellite locations, or how will they be staffed? Inside of the counties?
Yeah, well, some of them are inside the counties. Some of them will travel a little bit. But yes, we do have people located closer to those counties, and we have assigned various staff members, various counties. And we will have somebody, for example, stationed at St. Francis Hospital in Litchfield. We have somebody stationed at Pasiphon Hospital in Jacksonville. We have somebody working in Carrollton at Thomas Boyd Hospital. So we are pretty much all over the place. Carlinville Hospital, Community Memorial Hospital in Staunton, and we really are getting a lot of cooperation from a lot of our healthcare providers, and everybody is excited that this is working. We are having a lot less uninsured people. I think it is operating the way it was intended to.
I guess from what is said publicly, there's going to be a lot more options too than, say, last year as far as what's going to be offered.
Yes, there is. I think some of the health insurance companies were just doing a wait and see. And there have been several more plans that have come into almost all of the exchanges throughout the country. So there's a little bit more competition and a little bit more choices to be made. That makes it extremely important for people who've never had health insurance to have guidance from our personal counselors to be able to help people choose the right plan for them.
And we'll turn now to Amanda Brandenburg. And Amanda, you're going to sort of talk about what this year is going to be like as far as enrollment and some of the important points of the Affordable Health Care Act. And first off, who needs insurance, who needs to enroll, and so forth?
Well, beginning in January of 2014, when the Affordable Health Care Act became law, it was mandated that everyone have health coverage. So if you're not covered, you may pay a penalty when you file your 2014 taxes.
What happens if you're employed, but you're not offered insurance, or you are offered insurance? So how does that go?
If you're offered employee insurance, you will not receive tax credits or subsidies through the federal marketplace. They already provide those employers with those tax credits and subsidies to pass down to their employees. So generally, the coverage through your employer will be cheaper than what you will find on the marketplace.
Open enrollment began on November 15th and continues through February 15th. And I guess it's here we should talk about the health insurance marketplace. This is something where you and other navigators can really help because it's lots of choices and there's a lot of detail, correct?
Very correct. The The health insurance marketplace is not just one mandated plan. There are many options you can choose from that will fit your budget and healthcare needs. All the marketplace options are qualified health plans and meet the required minimum essential coverage required by the Affordable Health Care Act. And open enrollment's November 15th through February 15th, 2015 this year. It's a much shorter period. It's a time where people can apply for coverage or switch the healthcare plans through the marketplace that they're already enrolled in. It's very important that if you did apply last year, don't assume that you'll automatically be enrolled. That's determined by each individual application. If you didn't select that you would agree for them to use your tax returns for the next 5 years, then you will not automatically be renewed and your coverage will end December 31st.
Now, when they talk with someone like yourself, a navigator, will you be able to help them find out if they are already enrolled or not?
Absolutely. They should be receiving a letter from the healthcare.gov reminding them to review their plan. Based on the applications, again, it may automatically renew on its own. A lot of other consumers are choosing to go in and review their coverage before they renew because there are several new plans offered this year. Even if your household income is the same, you may qualify for higher tax credits or lower monthly premiums. And the plans can be changed or even discontinued by the insurance company through the year. So it's important that you review your coverage. You can always make an appointment with one of our IPCs or navigators to help you with this.
One comes in. Maybe they didn't enroll last year or something like that, or maybe their income's changed. There's lots of things that can happen. One, you may even qualify for something different than, say, the insurance plans. It may be that you are income qualified for Medicaid. Talk a little bit about how that's broke down.
Correct. Whenever the Medicaid was expanded, adults now with income of $1,342 or less can usually qualify for the Medicaid. There are other plans also offered. The tax credits, they can go up to a family that makes over $90,000. So, I mean, there's a wide range of benefits for everybody.
And again, we've already talked about a wide range of plans and so forth, and obviously we can't go through everything. One, we have a website, right, Get Covered Illinois, where you can one can even go themselves and maybe start looking and then go, I need help. What's there?
Absolutely. You can go to getcoveredillinois.gov, and they ask us a few questions. It'll actually direct you towards the Medicaid website or the healthcare.gov. Once you're on the healthcare.gov website, you can then do price quotes based on your household size and your income, or you can go ahead and make a username and fill out the application on your own. It's very self-explanatory. It can be very confusing, though, whenever you're trying to calculate the income and the household size. A lot of people get confused.
And also the plan. Some don't want to just go by money. Maybe you might need some certain type of coverage or whatever. That's also important that you need to look through all that.
Absolutely. Certain providers are contracted with certain insurance companies. It's important that you review your plan and make sure that your prescription drug coverage, the formularies meet what you need, and you can access your specialist if you choose to.
Kent touched on it earlier in our interview. Many counties and several locations where people can get help, but say somebody was taking a look or they just want to get help right away and don't want to look on their own. What's the best way, because a lot of different people are listening, what's the best way to start this process?
They can contact me. My number is 217-839-4142. I have access this year. I can actually schedule appointments anywhere in the state. So if they were to call my name or my number, I'd be able to find them a counselor in their area to assist them.
If they did miss your phone number, I guess you can contact the Macoupa County Health Department and they can direct you to whom you might want to speak to.
Correct. Yes, you can always call the health department. They'll know exactly who to call or where to put you through to. And then my number again is 217-839-4142. You can also visit the getcoveredillinois.gov website, or you can call their hotline at 1-866-311-1119.
Amanda Brandenburg, Kent Terrell, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.